Welcome to today's episode of Oncology Insights. I'm your host, Scott Kaler, and joining us is Dr. Norina Pridescu, a renowned radiation oncologist with extensive experience in the field. Today we're going to delve into a very important topic, female sexual organ sparing techniques during radiation therapy and the management of sexual toxicity post-treatment. Dr. Pridescu, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Scott. I'm looking forward to sharing what I can on this topic. It's so important for quality of life after cancer treatment, you know?
Absolutely, doctor. Could you start by explaining the effects of radiation therapy on female sexual organs?
Certainly. So the radiation can lead to several changes, you know, in the sexual organs. There might be fibrosis or scar tissue forming, which can affect elasticity. It also can impact hormonal balance and blood flow. And this can, I guess, result in a decreased sexual function or desire. There might be vaginal dryness too, which can make intercourse painful.
Those are significant concerns. What strategies can be utilized to spare sexual organs during radiation therapy?
Well, in treatment planning, we are very careful to contour the organs at risk. I have been using technologies like IMRT or VMAT to focus the radiotherapy doses on the tumor while sparing the healthy tissue. My team and I, we also consider the positioning of the patient and the use of shielding devices sometimes.
When it comes to managing sexual toxicity after radiation, what kind of approaches are effective?
So managing the side effects is, I would say, a multi-step process. First, we closely monitor patients for any indications of sexual dysfunction. If they bring issues up, we have medications and lubricants that can help. Sometimes pelvic floor therapy is beneficial too, and I guess psychological support plays a big role in recovery.
Speaking of recovery, does hormonal therapy help in reducing sexual toxicity?
It can, depend on the patient's case, really. You see, for some, hormonal therapy may alleviate symptoms by addressing the hormonal imbalances caused by treatment. However, it's a bit more complex and needs to be carefully considered due to potential side effects and, the nature of the cancer.
How does radiation therapy affect aspects like sexual function and intimacy? Can you explain that a bit?
Certainly. So sexual function and intimacy, they are affected not just physically, but, emotionally and psychologically. Patients might, experience a loss of self-image or fear regarding intimacy. So we work with patients to manage these issues as well, sometimes by involving their partners in discussions and maybe providing counseling.
Dr. Pridescu, your insights have been incredibly valuable. Before we conclude, can you tell us a little about your upcoming engagements and how you plan to further educate both professionals and patients on these topics?
Yes, of course. So I am continuously I have been updating my knowledge with key courses and certification programs. In terms of education, I think it's essential to have transparent discussions with patients and to provide learning modules, maybe to healthcare providers on the latest techniques for organ sparing and toxicity management.
It's been a pleasure having you with us today, and I'm sure our audience will greatly benefit from your expertise. Thank you so much, Dr. Norina Pridescu, for joining us on Oncology Insights.
The pleasure is mine, Scott. Thank you for having me, and I hope the discussion will be helpful for anyone interested in this important topic.